Hey, you know, like, I'm like, no, this, I don't do
don't
that.
Hit me.
Please don't beat me.
No.
Come in the side. Come
no,
in the
Ryan
side.
Son. No.
See my sin.
No, Ryan.
See my sin.
I'm so sorry.
It would be Ryan Chan, actually.
I don't fucking know. So,
Don is, but Chan, like, so you can say, Chan. Chan means that you're like,
so Wang
like
Chan.
Romantically Wang evolved. Chan. Like same thing. Like when you hear people say senpai, you could literally say senpai for someone like a teacher. Senpai? No, senpai, not cream pie. Although I guess you could use that one or
senpai cream pie, all in my eye.
Don is just the same. It's like a more of an informal. So I would use it with you. Like I would call you Mike San. Yeah. Like
yeah.
But like if
so, if it, dude, Karate Kid would take on a totally different take if he was like, oh, Daniel Chung.
Oh god. So like if you think about it, San Chan Kun and oh. It's K-U-N, that's what it is.
Uh-huh.
That one
no
means like
R's.
You were like I don't know, I forget how that one actually works, but Naruto Kun. What they say it.
What about Naruto?
That's what one of the characters calls him, Naruto Kun.
Oh.
Like she's like in love with him.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Japanese is weird, dude. The more I try to learn it, the more I fucking my brain hurts. Just colonize it. Just exactly like the 1500s when they tried to colonize it back then.
Yeah, well, modern day Tom Cruise here.
But yeah. Fuck. I'm going to go there and just dress in kimono and samurai armor all the time for no reason. Oh, I dropped massive bombs. I pooped the other day.
I don't. I poop roses.
No, you do not.
You poop roses?
Yeah. No, you do not.
Flower petals.
Flower petals.
He puts on a... Like
that's
a,
because he puts flower petals up his ass.
No, he puts a pastry tip on.
So it just comes out creamy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, creamy shit.
Oh, God. Like peanut butter creamy. Just
Steve's diet only consists of things that allows him to poop soft serve.
Comes out like chocolate ice cream. That's disgusting.
Hey, at least it works better at McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very true. You got
Steve's
healthy
always
shit.
Serving.
Yeah, always serving McFlurry.
Can I get some M&Ms in that?
You can get some peanuts.
I didn't want the elote sauce.
Wait, why is there corn in there? I don't understand. Oh my god! I love where we both went to the same brain.
Well, I was just thinking of things that come that, out that, of your that, asshole, not whole.
That come out of your asshole?
Sometimes. Welcome to Circle of Jerks. I am your host, the one and only Bobby D, and in the studio with me are Steven and Ryan.
Hey!
Brian was supposed to show up today and fucked up the whole beginning of my show as I wrote it around him and things he was telling me on the phone yesterday.
He hasn't been in the show for like fucking 4 weeks, dude.
Four
shows.
Years? Four
years.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
He's
man.
A dad now. He's
yeah,
busy.
He also lives in buttfuck Egypt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, before I was telling Mike because I told him he was supposed to come in earlier or supposed to come in. But, you know, he was working in Utah for the longest time, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now he's got a new job. So he's local. He is refilling fire extinguishers.
Really?
Yeah. So he works for some fire company and goes around to all the different buildings and. Hmm.
What's the shit they put in those? It's like
curry.
Halligan. I don't remember.
Halligan. I think
I'm
sure.
Is it Halligan?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they base. I mean, I'm sure we could.
She stuck a falut in her pussy.
Oh, is that the chick from?
That's America? Hannigan. Sorry.
Hannigan. Allison Hannigan or whatever. just one time at band camp. Because I was just curious. I mean, if he's...
You got an empty one? You need it filled?
Oh, maybe I do. I
your ass? Know.
Yeah, my butthole.
Yeah.
I put some Halligan up my butthole so I can breathe out fucking fires.
So you can put out Godzilla's breath when you go to Japan.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of shooting flame, I shoot ice. It's, I forget the...
Who's that Pokemon?
Just go to the Pokemon Center, start freezing people.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, yeah, I was...
A little disappointed, huh?
A little bit. Well, again, it's just like he told me some stories. I was like, hey, can we talk about them on air? And he's like, yeah, don't worry about it. I'm like, all right, cool.
And then he doesn't show.
Yeah. I was like, all right, that'll get me 10, 15 minutes of
it. Not anymore.
We can save it. I mean,
we are saving it. Okay. I can't really talk about like it's his storytelling that I want to get on. I don't want it to be like, well, Brian said, and then Brian said right.
That would have been actually kind of funny.
I want him to actually talk.
Can you do like I would accept you doing his voice. That would be funny. I'd laugh at least.
Yeah.
So everyone else wouldn't.
So
now what are we going to talk about then?
I don't know at this point. I mean, I have a story. I just don't know if I want to go there.
Oh, is it? Okay, wait. Is it steamy? Is it personal?
Is it
spicy?
I worked a night as an OnlyFans girl.
Wait, what?
Whoa, hold on.
You worked one night?
Okay, hold on. Did you answer DMs?
Uh-huh.
For how long?
5 hours.
Were you catfishing people?
Clearly, if he's answering DMs, unless they knew it was... No, they didn't know.
It was
okay. Were you sexting?
No.
Okay, so you were just like...
Selling.
Selling what?
His penis.
Customs.
Custom what?
Videos.
Of what?
Beats.
No, I want you. I'm going to keep of what?
Of
what? Give us the spiciest one that someone wanted.
No. It wasn't even that. So this person asked me to work the page. And
you were adminning.
Yes, but I was acting as the person.
Of course, this is how it's done. I'm sure.
Yeah, it
was the promotion that she had going on was that it was
one butthole pick for.
No, it was like, hey, you know, we'll do a custom and moan your name, and basically she would go back and film like the beginning of the video.
Mm-hmm.
And then insert
the thing.
Insert. Oh fuck, Brian.
Yes, exactly.
And it was Bobby's voice.
Bobby was recording. Oh my god. Oh my Brian. So,
yeah, and it was like, I'm going out for the night. Like when it was supposed to be filmed on the spot, it's like, hey, sorry, I just got called out. I have to go out. I'm going out for the night. Type of thing. So I got a whole script of everything that I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And instructions.
Right, of course.
And
you're gonna fuck it up.
Putting out teasers and everything every hour to lure people in.
Sure.
And I made $650 in like 5 hours.
Okay, how much did she make?
I made like 200 of it.
That's not bad.
But let me tell you, it is the least sexiest thing in the fucking world.
Yeah, I bet.
To have 10,000 DMs come in at one time and trying to sort through who is a bunch of bullshit and who isn't.
How many dicks did you see?
Plenty.
And he's like saving this one, saving this one.
This spank bank is fucking full right now.
It was by far the weirdest thing I ever. And I was like, this is absolutely a horrible job.
Yeah, that's why I would imagine all the ones that have gotten big off of it, they have to have a team.
Right.
So
you made $200 for 5 hours of work.
Yes.
I mean, that's not horrible.
$40 an hour.
So 5 hours on average, how many cocks did you see?
Not as many as you would think.
Give me a number.
Most of them were photoshopped. There was a lot of photos.
Someone photoshopped a cock?
Yeah, you could just tell. Like, there was no way. It was literally just like a square with a dick.
It was a white guy with a black dick.
It was just like with AI and everything. You're just like, that's not a real dick. Like,
it was Steve.
Mine would just be Thor's hammer.
Oh my god.
There's whole like methods that the how this is done and how they track what's going on.
Right.
So like I would send out like a teaser video when somebody would contact me with it would be her like trying to sell whatever was going on.
So
and then I would mark their name with an emoji.
Oh, okay.
And to let it know that we had already
talked to them.
And then later on, like if they didn't respond the way you wanted, or if they responded with a certain thing, I said a certain thing, cut and paste a certain thing in, or sent a certain video. If they didn't respond, I sent a certain voice note in that was going. And dude, it was this whole script of things that I just had to go through.
Is it weird? Is it weird though that as he's like, you know, I'm sending out teasers, I'm just imagining Bobby in like pantyhose, like like sending photos.
All I see is the guy from what is it, Billy Madison, where he's like putting the lipstick on at home. Like,
yeah,
that's what I dude. So I did the calculation in 5 hours,
$40 an
you
hour.
You saw 1.66 cocks.
Oh,
okay.
So, I mean, that's not a terrible ratio. You know, if you don't want to see cocks,
dude, let me tell you, some of the conversations that were going on were just like, I am a doctor from Saudi Arabia, and they would
show me vagine.
They would screenshot like. Send screenshots of bank accounts. I assure you, I have this money if you talk to me for 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not here for this. And
So how did you, I guess my question is, how did you fall into that? Like, was she just, she didn't have someone to do it, or like you,
the assistant wasn't available and she had something to do with her kid that night, but needed to make the money. And I was just like, I'm just sitting here doing nothing.
Did you do it on your phone or your computer?
My computer.
And were you like actively, or were you doing something else while you were doing it?
I was watching TV and doing normal stuff
he was wearing a diaper and had pantyhose on.
Putting lipstick on.
lipstick on.
It's no different than like, the way I like, look, it came up and it was just like, are you able to do this? I'm like, what do you mean able to do this? I grew up on fucking AOL chat. Of course I can do this.
Age, sex, location.
Yeah. So.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, extra $200.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd do it for $200.
I mean,
I don't want to see 1.6 cocks, but.
Dude, at this point.
Liar.
Like, at this point, or like. I'm numb. I'm
You're gonna nut? You're gonna nut?
I'm numb to cock.
Oh man.
But
that's a lot of cocks.
But yeah, it was definitely an eye-opening experience, and that job is not
for you.
Not as sexy as it sounds. Like
it never sounded sexy to me. Everybody gets caught up. They get caught up in the, you know, the hot pictures and then the dollar figures, and they think, oh, this is easy. It ain't easy. Dude. It's a lot of nonsense and bullshit.
I'm gonna tell you right now, with the way AI is, I'm about to AI myself into a girl and fucking start doing it.
I saw those videos.
Man, if I could pull, you know, a couple extra $5,000-$6,000 showing my butthole on, you know, OnlyFans.
Well, it was like the VTube stuff that butthole. I was talking to you about.
Man, that girl's got an awfully hairy butthole. That's so weird.
Just Ryan's balls pop out of the bottom of a vagina.
There's a market for that too. I mean, you don't even have to disguise it. There is a market for Ryan's tattooed ass cheeks out there.
I'm sure there is.
If
you can dream it, it's a thing.
Exactly. So you can corner a market.
Well, it was like I had asked Ryan about VTube. Do you know what VTube is, Steve?
No.
Oh my God.
Explain it.
So there's a whole thing, predominantly actually in Japan, that's very popular. So it's called VTubing. Essentially it's streaming, but you use a avatar instead of your actual like webcam. So like
virtual,
you
know, tubing.
Yeah. So you know how like when I would stream, I'd have my, like me there, whatever, playing a game, whatever. So in VTubing you use, so in Japan they use a lot of like anime style characters or whatever.
Okay.
And
animals.
And there's a lot of like people who will do like, you know, animals or, you know, fucking sometimes there was one on Twitch that was when the debate was Biden and Trump. So they were like, people were VTubing as Biden and Trump, which was pretty funny, but it's a whole thing. But predominantly the ones that are like ridiculous are the ones in Japan where it's like anime characters. So you don't show yourself at all. It's like your avatar or whatever.
Yeah. So there are people on Fansly and stuff that do this and make shit tons of money live streaming every night as like naked VTubers.
Mm-hmm.
And
hentai babies, basically.
Yeah. And you're just like, they're not showing anything. They're not doing anything. They're just.
We are at the stupidest timeline or point in human history. If people are making money on this,
It's not even close, dude. Like, I see stuff. I'll be scrolling through like my feed porn. On yes, porn. My feed on Instagram, and it's just like some of this stuff will pop up, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And one, why is it in my feed? Two, people actually do this. Like,
I'm not shocked that people do it. I'm shocked that there's enough people out there craving it, desiring it, and or paying and for it.
Yeah, yes. Listen to this. But so they've popped through my feed a couple times because they're fucking hilarious. There's a guy that goes into the things I sent you, Bobby, with like the weird like virtual chat, like
the leashing.
Yes. So this guy has an Instagram and he goes into the virtual VR chats and he just fucks with people. And one of them was a furry virtual chat. And he goes in and I guess you can collar people in there. And if you do it without permission, you could get booted out of the. So like he's going around and like these people are like, you need to stop collaring me right now.
What does
like,
collaring mean?
It's like just like putting a leash on them. Yeah. Like in the VR chat.
It's not like it's actually doing anything to them. Yeah. They just have a leash.
It's a VR chat and they're all furries. Yes. That's but the face
does,
I made.
But how does one put a leash on another person?
They walk up and use your VR chat and you put a leash on their fucking neck in VR chat. And they're everyone is a furry. And if you listen, I'll send you one of them. If you listen to the people, these, I guarantee
you're going to get kicked out.
I am the moderator of this, you can hear the guy like stand, and he's clearly in his mom's basement, right? Like with probably a vibrator up his ass. And he's like, I will kick you out of this instance. And, you don't want to mess with me. I'm the moderator.
Look, on one hand, if these people are enjoying,
stop collaring people.
There you go.
Nobody likes it.
You're doing not a good idea to call the world creators. Let me go. Don't do that.
Come with me.
Guys, try to collar me. Hang on.
Oh
you
my
keep
god.
Collaring people, not listening to staff. You're being a real fucking thorn in my side right now.
He starts using F bombs and then he stops.
The collar, then I'm just gonna keep.
No, you're not gonna keep doing it. You're gonna stick right there in that damn jail. You're gonna stay right there. You put this headset on, you have no fucking rights.
The next person you call her will be the last person you ever call her in this world.
Ooh.
Whoa. Yo. Dude. Yo, get it off.
Zero.
Dude, get this shit off.
Oh, fucking nerds, man.
Here he comes. Get fucked. Fuck
get fucked.
Shit. Don't fucking collar me. Go screw yourself.
Go screw yourself.
The moderator into the jail cell. You're not a very good moderator. You got locked in jail.
You go fucking F yourself. Go screw you, you asshole.
Shut the ass up.
Dude, shut the ass up.
Fucking collared me. Stuck in here with these little fucks.
I can, like, what's sad about this is I can literally close my eyes.
And imagine what they all look like.
Imagine what they smell like.
Oh yeah. Well, like, we've been to enough cons, so.
Well, dude, here's the crazy thing about people like that. I used to, when I worked at the comic book shop, every fucking day.
Of course.
Every fucking day.
Not surprised.
I dealt with people like that.
Yeah.
And it is like like you just said, we live in a time it is so fucking weird.
On one hand, look, if they're having a good time and it makes them happy.
I totally agree.
Who am I to judge? Right. On the other hand, though, we played a little game at happy hour after work last weekend.
Called Bully with the Nerds.
No,
Bully
it was
the weirdo.
Someone. I have a colleague. He's here from India, so he's getting a real heavy dose for several months of American culture. So we're showing him around. No, we're showing him around, showing him some things, and he comes up with some really interesting questions, and he comes out of left field.
I love that though.
You'd never suspect a question like this.
Oh, please give us a good one.
And he says, if you could commit any,
no, say it in the right voice.
If you could commit any crime,
murder,
what would it be? And I kind of had a shit eating grin on my face, and one of my colleagues was, oh, I got to hear this. Like he knew. And all I did was the snap.
Oh. I mean, that's
murder. I mean, it's genocide, but yeah, sure.
Yeah. And that's on the other hand. It's like,
okay, you know, let's get into that because
I'd rob a bank.
You'd rob a bank? That's what you go
That
with?
Was my second one, but only if it's in the style of Heat.
What?
Well, are you gonna die at the end? That's fucking stupid. That's
the original one or the remake?
The remake that came out like a year later. That was better. Same script, but better.
I mean, the best part of Heat is when fucking he's shooting on the street. I mean,
my point. Yeah, like, if you're gonna do it,
but he dies.
It.
Yeah.
Or like the town. The town was pretty good.
How about Ocean's 11? And you steal a bunch of money.
That's
and then you...
lame.
Is it?
Yeah, because
I don't know. $200 million isn't that lame.
If you're gonna go. I'm not dying.
I don't die. I don't want to die. Money. Right?
I mean, if you want to go out balls of four.
Yeah.
Apparently, you learned on OnlyFans or Fansly or whatever the fuck.
Show your butt. I mean, for me, I totally agree. I think that. Yeah,
we're in the stupidest timeline.
There's so many people that could just cease to exist. This sounds so bad. That could cease to exist and the world would be such a better place. And it's like. That sounds horrible.
Billionaires like that.
It's multiple people. Like, it's not just billionaires, dude.
There are some dumb motherfuckers.
Just dumb fucking people. Like, we literally live in idiocracy.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a joke.
Yeah,
it's crazy. And I don't know, man. That's a tough. I guess, honestly, I'm with Bobby, dude. As much as I would love to snap and just get rid of half the fucking population of the world, I think for me it would be like. It would be robbing a bank, dude. If I have financial security and I don't want to die, I'm not dying at the end. I mean, don't get me wrong. Going out like Val Kilmer in Heat would be fucking sick, but I'm not trying to die. I think pulling off.
Bet you Val Kilmer at this point wishes he actually died in Heat.
He probably wishes he did actually die.
That poor guy.
Oh, man, he's fucked. But money would be, the only money doesn't give you happiness. Well, it fucking gives me security, and security gives me happiness.
Financial freedom
is a huge thing.
It is.
Well, it's the best freedom you could have.
Walking in with my American Express Black Card that I know is getting paid off every month is great.
I don't know. I kind of like free balling.
That's not really. I mean, I could do that right now. Yeah, that's not a crime. I mean, it depends on what country you're in. You don't know. Ask your Indian friend if that's a crime, free balling in India.
I'll ask him.
Does he have like a heavy accent? Is it bad?
No,
or is he just kind of like normal?
It's normal for me because I'm used to working with people globally. So yeah. For me,
is it like heavy or normal?
It's not.
Does he sound like he works at 7-Eleven?
No.
Okay.
No. No.
That's a thing.
He's very quiet.
I know. I have plenty of.
He's very quiet.
We have a plant over there, so I deal with it all the time.
It's never as bad as.
Yeah.
I feel like it's overhyped. Well, I feel like in today's day and age too, a lot of people speak pretty good English. So it's like, that accent kind of goes away a little bit.
Ironically, unless you're from America.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, then there's mumble more. And don't fucking enunciate.
Exactly.
That's very true, dude.
Clearest I speak is on air.
It's funny because I've been thinking about that. Like, because I'm going to be teaching English, it's like I have to enunciate pretty heavily.
Be on air all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, fuck, dude, this is going to suck.
The brown cow.
Brown cow.
Yeah.
It seems that a lot of celebrities are leaving the country.
Good. Fuck them.
I don't know if that matters at this point.
No. Like,
the list of people that have left.
Is Eva awesome.
Longoria, Ellen left.
Like at the
do end, we care?
No. And that's the reality. No one fucking cares.
How am I supposed to feel bad for Ellen and Portia leaving the country to go live in an $18 million farmhouse?
Yeah, it's virtue signaling out the ass.
It's the weirdest thing to me.
Richard Gere.
That people
don't care.
Who are millionaires.
Courtney Love.
Leave the country and people
Rosie.
Care. They're going to live in their
Ryan
mansion.
Ryan Denton. Is that why you're leaving?
Yeah. Well, I have a secret fortune that you guys don't know about.
Oh. Yeah. From a bank I robbed.
Yeah. Yeah. I got away with it too. Well, shit. Oh, now I'm fucked.
Is that why you're leaving the country, though? Is because Trump's president?
No.
You'll come back in 4 years when he's gone.
No. Honestly, dude. It's something I've been talking with my girlfriend about a lot actually lately, and I think it's really hilarious because you guys know me. I'm pretty middle of the road, but yeah. I definitely like to laugh at both sides.
Yeah,
I honestly don't give a fuck that Trump's president. I really don't care. I think the thing that is interesting, I mean, today he kind of pissed me off, but I mean that is what it is. But
what did he ban F1?
No, I don't give a fuck about F1. No, it was
Indy cars.
He put a 25% tariff tax on imported cars.
So does that matter anyways? You're going to live there.
Well, I know, so I know, but like, it's, again, it's, I'm not going to be importing them, but
you're not going to be driving them.
Yeah. I mean, I will be.
No, you just take the subway.
Well, yeah, I will, but I also will have a car.
Get a little motor scooter.
A motor scooter? I'll be a bad motor. I'm going to get a. Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Fast and the Furious 2-stroke.
Be delivering my Domino's pizzas on my fucking scooter.
Yeah.
I wonder if Domino's does Visa supports. No, I think I don't really give a shit about that, but I've also been like
30 minutes or it's free.
Wise man say never pay full price for late pizza.
No. Nope.
It's funny too, because like when I'm over there and I'm like watching like the Japanese news, it's very unbiased. And it's like really interesting.
You mean it's just news?
Yeah, it's literally news. Yeah, and it's like it's
news by definition, fact.
Yeah, it's really because like the last thing that they when I was there, he announced the gold card.
Yeah.
Or whatever, and I was like, I'm sitting there, and the Japanese people were like, oh, you know, like that's a great idea. Like they I was asking her because I can't fucking understand what they're, you know, I don't know what they're saying. She's like, oh, they're actually,
they're like, just like, it's not funny.
They're like, tee-hee-hee-hee, kawaii. You know, like, they, and I'm like, what'd they say? She's like, oh, they actually like the idea.
Murder.
And I'm like, what? They're murder. But yeah, it's nice. It's nice to be there. And like, their news isn't like 7 people murdered today. And like, it's not like that. It's just, it's
because 7 people don't get murdered that often.
No. Well, they disappear, but they don't get murdered.
Right.
It's interesting, man. Like, it's a completely different swing on news. And so, but it's also kind of nice that I don't have to hear about it, you know, like I won't have to hear about it at all. And I
no,
think
you won't it'll at
be
all.
Fucking great.
You'll have completely different news. You know, going back to the celebrities leaving, the only thing that would make me care about them leaving is if they were leaving the planet.
Yeah. Like they were going to get on a shuttle and go to Mars and just never come back. Yeah,
bingo. Well, just like some of the people that are leaving or were British anyways, it's like, you know, you're going home.
Yeah, that's not leaving. You know, that's like, oh, I'm going to go to my other. It's always funny because it's like, I'm leaving.
Andy McDowell has lived in Los Angeles the last 27 years. She's British and going back to Britain.
Going back to live in your other house that you have in the country you're from? Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, like.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres is going to Ireland with her with Portia because Irish has better tax breaks.
They're better at.
Rosie O'Donnell's scissoring. Leaving the country. What the fuck has Rosie O'Donnell done?
Does she have to, like, get her own plane or, like. Yeah, you know, like buy like a whole
what we
row.
Should be worrying about, and Steve sent this to me, and Steve, I don't know if you know that floor thing that you sent me. Do you know, Ryan, that TV shows, it is cheaper for them to fly 100 contestants to Ireland and film an American show than it is to have it local?
Yep, absolutely. They if you notice...
That's what we should be worrying about is the export of things that should be done in America for cheap.
Well, and that's why I'm looking at that other card of the 25% tax. A lot of the cars that are made in the United States now are going to become a lot more sought after. I think it's interesting because, you know, there's a lot of car, like people are pissed off at like Toyota. Dude, most Toyotas are made in the States now.
They
the trucks for sure.
Yeah. If most, unless 50, you're 20. Getting a true import,
yeah.
All those foreign car companies
are made
Toyota, Hyundai, Nissan, they've had and Mitsubishi, they've had
here,
factories here for decades.
Yeah. So the thing
that's
is
already that's, the thing that that's not where the cost is for, or the problem is with the importing. It's for the raw materials like steel, aluminum. Yep. It's for the parts and components and the chipsets and everything. That's what's coming from other regions.
Yep.
And so, you know, like look at any major U.S. manufacturer, 80% plus of the parts, even Harley Davidson.
Yep.
Newsflash, people that ride Harleys, 80 to 85% of the parts on that fucking motorcycle or any of these cars are coming from Mexico or some other region.
It's really interesting. So it's like as much as I hate that for like importing like right-hand drive or like JDM cars, it also
right-hand drive or you pay for Taco Bell passenger cars.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's exactly what. Oh, you want to go to Taco Bell? Guess what, motherfucker, you're paying. It's interesting because like at the other, on the other hand, I'm like, I kind of understand it. So it's like, You know, as far as the celebrities go, man, I don't give a fuck what they do anyways. You know, especially the half the celebrities you just named. I couldn't give a fuck if they flew a plane
all over the place.
Yeah. What the fuck? Like you said, it's the virtue signaling. It's like, oh, we need to save the planet, but let me fly in my private jet to the fucking Ireland and, you know, use jet fuel. Well, like, shut the fuck up.
I think the best thing going on today is the fact that everybody was all about EVs, yet we're now fucking burning down Tesla.
Oh my God!
Up is down and down is up because Trump and the whole right wing were anti EVs,
yeah.
And then the whole script is flipped because Tesla is and losing now Democrats their ass, and now they're hawking Teslas on the White House lawn. Like the extreme right has to like have this strange cognitive dissonance because we're like, wait a minute, we hate EVs.
Then what kills me is everyone that was Democrat that loved Elon and was like, he's the poster boy for
now hates him.
It's like everything's flipped.
It's totally upside down.
Fucking hilarious.
I legitimately thought when all this was going to happen that we would see the left understanding what's going on and be more moderate, but they are doubling down on their bullshit and just keep going for it. I know we're not a political show, but I thought the insanity was going to stop. It's we're going to key every Tesla known to man, and this is like
or there's a flip. I mean, the people that are damaging like driver's cars
idiots
is one thing. The ones that are going after dealerships, that's a completely different topic to discuss. But it does beg the question, are those being vandalized by actual people or are people doing it so Elon can get insurance?
I mean, at this point, I mean, I wouldn't surprise me either way.
Exactly.
I think the thing that kills me, dude, is
it happened once and now he's just like, that's smart.
Yeah, here's an opportunity. I'm not selling any cars. Our sales have been in the shitter. Our stock has lost $1 billion in the last 3 months.
I think
a trillion.
I think both sides are fucking retarded. And I disassociate from all that shit.
Both sides need an enema.
Big one, dude.
Huge enema.
Massive enema.
Yeah. Because it's.
Or a snap.
Or a snap. Get rid of all of them. I give a fuck.
What does Steve Snap take care of? Government.
Oligarchy and government.
And
anybody that wants to control or oppress anyone, be it religion or government or money, you're gone.
Done. Jesus
Christ. Gone.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. It'd be fucking great.
God.
I mean, I hate political sides of it, but it's just like the insanity that we see like every single day from both sides of the house. Like you would just think that the left and, by the way, it's coming up with some of the best content you can see out there.
Oh, my God, dude, I've been laughing my ass off.
They're showing like all the things burning down and all the, you know, the EV cars and all that, like on the roads that are they're catching on fire. And they're like, I thought you guys wanted to save polar bears. You know,
and- dude, I haven't laughed this hard in like the last 3 months. Just like what comes across my feed sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I've almost completely pulled out of just watching any news in general because I get so much of the goodness from my Instagram reels. And then if there's something where I'm like, wait a minute, this is sus, then I'll go look into it and see what the facts are. Yeah. But generally, it's like I'm getting everything I need from there, and most of it's entertaining.
Even like the new press secretary, the way she mouths off back to
dude,
people.
It's awesome.
I'm like with the way that AI is doing and the deep fake videos and how it's on everybody's phone at this point, like I'm like, is this fucking real? And you Google it, you're like, fuck, that is real.
What's the guy, the Border Czar guy the other day was like, he got criticized by the Pope and he's like, you know, the Pope should maybe worry about the Catholic Church and let me worry about the border. I was like,
the Pope's on literally on his deathbed, so he'd like, be worried about his health.
Damn. He's like, well, the Pope's got, you know, he's got walls around the Vatican, right? Well, you know, I was like, God, this guy's lighting the Pope on fire right quick, dude. It was
somebody totally.
People are getting fucking fired up.
Somebody totally called out or smoked that fucking press secretary too, or you know that blonde, whatever I don't know her name. There was a picture, like a before picture and an after picture of her. And they were like, you know, whatever doctor did her Michael Jackson nose job should be fine. And it's literally, she has Michael Jackson's nose.
Mona.
Yeah. It's crazy. Dang. Her before picture is completely different.
Decompose. It could actually be Michael Jackson's nose.
What if she's Michael Jackson?
That's it.
If she says
full white, that's his full.
What if that's the
full transition
final form?
His Frieza, his level four Frieza.
He turned into Trump's press secretary.
I want to say something, but I'm not going to.
I don't know. The world out there is
weird,
nuts.
It's nuts.
It's nuts, dude. It's fucking weird.
And when the world is nuts, where do we go? We go to advice columns and we do what we do best.
Because
why not Circle of Jerks give advice?
We're great at it.
Going to the Dear Abby columns.
Oh, here we go. Let me look what we got here.
Well, we can select ones. Why this looks different on Mike's computer?
Please click this one.
You got to tell me what it is.
I can't read your mind.
Well, I didn't know if you had one in mind.
No,
so
not necessarily.
Straight woman keep trying to flip gay man.
Okay, go ahead. Read it.
All right, let me pull it up here. Dear Abby, I'm a 41-year-old gay man.
Remember, the bit is Dear Circle of Jerks.
Sorry.
Dear Bobby.
Let me talk in the right voice because this is, okay. Dear Circle of Jerks, I'm a 41-year-old gay man. Although I was raised in a conservative religious family, I'm out of the closet and proud to be living as myself. For much of my adult life, I have attracted mostly women. I have always tried to handle these situations with as much tact as possible. However, some women won't let me down easily. On the occasions, this is really hard to do this voice.
Is it really, though?
When he has a dick in his mouth.
That's more natural.
On occasions, I have been forced to out myself to them. I have lost female acquaintances I really enjoyed spending time with, or the friendship begins to deteriorate. I have tried introducing them to a straight male friends and deflecting flirtatious banter. Am I confused, or do some women genuinely believe that they can change my orientation? I don't want to give up on female friendships, and I'm doing something wrong being myself. Out and proud in the West.
Dear out and proud in the West, find better female friends.
Yeah, like it.
Are you putting off the vibe?
You're either super attractive or you're giving off a vibe.
This dude must be like fucking the best looking gay dude ever.
Like, I can turn Brad Pitt straight. Kind of look.
He's probably an attractive guy, and these girls want it to be their conquest that they were the one.
I changed this gay guy. Like, I mean, that
but maybe
dude,
he already had some puss and why he just didn't like it.
He didn't say he's a gold star gay guy, right?
No, here's the thing. What it sounds like to me is, one, why wouldn't... he's probably not flamboyantly gay. So, because there's the signs. You can tell a flamboyantly gay guy, right?
Sure.
A gay man. So he clearly is... not telling him right off the bat, because it sounds like he's like not. Because that's the way it sounded like to me. Like, I like men. Like, you should say that right. That'd be some of the first thing that you say to someone if you're a gay guy and you have women hitting on you. Hey, I like guys.
But again, these aren't random strange women. These are women in his inner circle.
Yeah.
It sounded like, anyways.
I mean, he must be the most best looking gay dude on the planet, dude. If he's 41.
There's so many women out there that are looking for a gay best friend.
I feel like he's getting the wrong people.
You're in the wrong tree.
Yeah. I mean, that's like a girl's, like, you know, her best friend is the gay guy. Like,
Or here's the other option.
Maybe he's like,
maybe you don't like that. That's not your fancy, but maybe once in a while, get your dick wet.
Oh, he does. He puts it in guys' butts.
I'm just saying, like, you know.
Yeah, Steve, you say that, but would you take a hand job from a dude?
No.
Yes. Shut your mouth.
You're so progressive and open. Like, oh, the hole. You're like, if I remember right, there's a show to where I said, if you beat off Ryan, you both will live or you both will die.
And you said and you would let me die.
I will not touch Ryan's cock. And you could die.
I already, that's fucked up, by the way. I remember that show. That pissed me off. Because I would stroke either of your dicks to save your life.
Yes, 100%.
That's you value your friendship and who you are. If I have to,
I'm gonna die on my morals of being straight.
Fuck you, you die.
Steve was always worried about if he beat it off, would they still, you both still die, and I died gay.
And right.
I died in sin. I'm not going to heaven now.
Oh, my God. I actually feel kind of bad for this dude, to be completely honest. Like, I feel like...
Oh, you feel bad for that guy? What about this chick? You ready? Oh,
yeah, hit me.
Dear Circle of Jerks, my boyfriend is 18 years younger than I am.
Oh, my God.
Our relationship hasn't been perfect, but I love him to death. Unfortunately, I'm going through menopause, and I have all the side effects.
Oh, shit.
Long story short, he's found another girl. It was supposed to be just for sex, and he told me he wouldn't get into another relationship or marry anyone but me. Well, he fell for her, which I warned he was going to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are both at my apartment, and I'm trying to make him happy by allowing this.
Oh, so that she's allowing an open relationship. Oh.
Let me finish.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But he can be so mean to me, and he's so nice to her. He tells me how nice she is, etc. I told him it's because he hasn't hurt her yet. He won't have sex with me now, and he claims it isn't favoring her, but he is. I love him so much. I don't want to lose him. I am in so much pain. I can't please him in every way. I don't know what to do. Should I allow to make this work, or should I give up on it since he seemed to have given up on me?
Yeah, so walk.
I can't stop crying.
Walk.
Make it a threesome.
No.
Yeah, make it a whole thing together.
But that's not what she wants, and that's probably not.
Then she's wrong.
I mean, he would want it because he's a guy, but.
Yeah, exactly. That'll get him right back into it.
She has attachment problems, and she should go to a therapist.
So when we're, what is the average age of menopause?
It starts in mid 30s, like 30, 35, 36, but I think, is when the symptoms start.
Yeah, I
think.
Hell, I don't know.
I'm Googling it on Mike's computer.
I recently learned, and I had to.
Average age of menopause is 51.
Okay, that
no.
Makes... Yeah, it starts later
right,
in life.
Steve,
oh, you said average. You said average.
Yes, it occurs between 45 and 55.
Okay, that makes about sense.
Has Steve just been drying up pussy a lot?
No, what I was thinking of is what I was thinking of is when women's sex drives start to ramp up. It's like that 33 to 35.
Yes, they're sexual but peaks in their 40s.
You know what I recently learned, though, on the topic of menopause, and I don't know if I sent this to you, Bobby. And I learned this again through my Instagram Reel News. menopause, the labia minora shrinks. I did not know that.
Hmm.
So like well, all now, that now all also, that roast
when I
beef
look at vagina to know whether in menopause or not based on shrinkage
of the labia.
Yeah, so all that roast beef that younger ladies are always worried about and maybe self-conscious about, you know, give it a couple decades and it'll just shrink right up.
So back to this lady.
Ask her about her labia.
Excuse me, how big is your labia?
So I only reason I looked it up is it's 51 and it's 18 years younger. Like at what point are you just hoping that you're going to have this boy toy?
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. She's got an attachment problem.
Yeah.
Move on.
I agree. I mean, the thing is, he's clearly found someone that's younger. What I would understand, here's what I don't understand.
He groomed him. She was his high school teacher.
Oh. Boo.
None of us are like, no, that never happens.
Boo that. Boo that situation. I would never condone that. Sorry, there's something in my eye.
I thought you were just going Asian.
He
just legitimately pulled his eyes.
I agree. Just this clearly he is not interested anymore. But what I don't understand is why she let them both in her house. Like that's
what I don't understand
weird.
Is how maybe I missed that part, but how this even got to a point where he found another lady.
Well, she it's allowed open. It because yeah. she said it was just for sex.
Yeah.
So she's just not in the mood. Her sex drive is dead
probably.
And all that
yeah,
stuff.
But,
and,
I mean, there's stuff for that too.
Yeah, blowies.
Mouth never gets dry, does it?
Actually.
It can.
It can. But yes, yeah, yeah. I mean, like.
Blowies and anal. I mean, there's other options.
Hand job's still a job, dude.
You'd figure out a way to please your man, right, Ryan?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yes.
When Ryan's going through menopause, he's still going to plea.
Oh, yeah, he never pauses for men. He lets them go all the way.
You've been waiting to use that forever.
No, it just popped in my head. I promise. I wish I was like smart enough to plot out jokes.
Years in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 years. Finally.
He's like Doctor Strange with the fucking time stone like planning it out. I've seen a million different combinations.
He's like, 15 million combinations. This is where I use it right here.
This is where I use the man pause joke about Rainbow Ryan being gay. Let's go on. This is it.
I feel bad for her, dude. Like at this point, she should cut it though. I mean, that's to get, come on, stop.
All cut right. His dick off?
Yeah. Lorena bobbing his ass,
just
dude.
Take it with it. Like, you ain't fucking me. You ain't fucking anyone.
Oh, man. Damn. That's
throw
rough.
It in the ditch.
All right. Dear Circle of Jerks, I am a gay man who matched with another guy on a dating site 2 years ago this month.
Oh, wow.
At first, we texted constantly. No one has ever made me feel the way he made me feel through texting alone.
Oh,
he displays qualities that set him apart from anyone I've ever talked
and
to.
And his butthole's bleached.
We made a date, but he canceled last minute because of cold feet. He requested more time to get to know each other before meeting. For the past 2 years, we've continued to message each other.
For two years?
No, not as often, nearly as often.
Ow.
He said so much how much he wants to meet, but he says he's intimidated by my accomplishments in life and all the dick I've slayed.
Wait,
no, that'd be awesome.
I was like, God damn, that was fucking good for
and
you, buddy.
Convinced, and is convinced I won't like him. Abby, he's more accomplished than most of the guys that I date. I've tried desperately to convince him to meet me. So we both find out if we're a good match. In the meantime, I continue to date other guys because I want to find someone to share my life with. But I refuse to put my life on hold in vain to hope someday that we meet. However, my desire to meet him overshadows most of my attempts at dating. His statement, he badly wants to meet me, but is afraid, is so incredibly frustrated. So should I block him from contacting me further so I might focus for looking someone else? Or should I just keep doing what I'm doing, frustrated in Kentucky?
2 years you've been messaging. So this is like You've Got Mail, but way fucking worse.
Damn, that's...
They haven't even met?
I mean... What did the guy say to make this person?
Clearly, there's an emotional connection or some kind of connection that they've. And if it's only through messages, then maybe they haven't even talked on the phone.
Maybe.
I mean, you would.
Could you imagine just texting somebody or messaging them for 2 years?
Let's just say this. You know, you're out there and you're messaging back and forth with people through text message.
Let me get back into my single guy,
no,
Ryan.
No, just in general. Just like think about it. How hard is it to FaceTime to actually see this person?
Yeah, exactly.
It's really not that difficult.
Like, that's where I don't get, like, when I watch, like, Catfish on MTV, they're like, I've never seen this person other than pictures. Because every time he says, he's either on tour or in bad, like, reception, so I never actually get to FaceTime him.
Dude.
But I send pictures of my pussy anyways.
Dude, it's the same.
And you're just like, in my head, I'm like, yo, like, you got Discord, Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like, you
wait a minute.
Dude, it's the same thing that comes across when I have people. I have these old ladies that message me on Instagram. I did you know someone's stealing your photos and I sent them $30,000. I'm like, what? First of all, you sent them 30 grand. Are you fucking stupid? And you've never met them. You've never talked to them. You've never FaceTimed them. I mean, are you fucking out of your mind?
I just had a thought. What if this guy
is a dude? Is a chick?
Is a chick
pretending to be
or someone underage. You could be texting or sexting or whatever's going on, and if there's been no photos exchanged, and even if there was, you could send a fake photo.
Yeah.
But if you've never met Google this person or talked to them on the phone or FaceTime them
Which in any way, shape, or form,
you don't even know if the person you're talking to on the other end is what you think it is.
It's an Indian guy in India.
Possibly. So,
it's me on the other end.
So absolutely. It's Bobby in pantyhose and a diaper.
Eating some ice cream.
And putting on lipstick. That's Bob.
Doo-wop. Durant.
Yeah, you got to cut it loose. Like,
one's rough, dude, because it's like, unless, so we don't, obviously there's no parameters in that hit the guys.
Yeah, we're only reading
what he typed. Like, so maybe there is. So let's assume, okay, let's throw theoretical or hypothetical out that, you know, maybe they have talked on the phone and they have exchanged photos and maybe this guy is legit. So let's go with the, he is legit. That's a tough one because if you feel like you have a connection with this person and then this person is like wishy-washy, what that shows to me is
they're emotionally unavailable. Yeah,
exactly. And that's exactly what I would get. It's like, hey, I want to meet. I'm clearly interested in you. You seem to be interested in me. Let's fucking meet. I don't give a shit if you're I don't care what your job is or what accomplished you are. If there's a connection, we should meet.
But if whether you're straight, gay, whatever, doesn't matter. If the other person is emotionally unavailable.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Pull the ripcord. Block. You got to go.
Block. Yep. First of all, you block. Because now you can't.
You block because there's no cock.
Yes.
It's like if the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
It's a block cock.
You, if there ain't no cock, you fucking block.
Yeah.
Like that one.
Yep.
Can we fucking.
Wait, you put it on a bumper sticker?
That'd be a great bumper
sticker. No cock, you got a block.
That's a great bumper sticker. But for the LGBT.
Dear Circle of Jerks, yeah. I am in a sexless 25-year marriage.
Oof. Oh. Oof. Oh. Oof. All right, continue.
It was not always this way.
Of course not.
But any intimacy has been over for more than a decade.
Oof.
My wife's libido has waned, which I understand. What she does do is continually bring up issues with me from years ago as if they were yesterday. I have my faults, like a lack of communication and shutting down, which I have objectively thought about a great deal and tried to make things right. I am not violent. I don't know why you put that in there. I don't do drugs or abuse alcohol. She remains adamant in her distrust of me and punishes me by withholding all forms of intimacy. We attend marriage counseling where I listen to her acknowledge my issues. She, on the other hand, justifies her actions and behavior. She has her own feelings, but doesn't want to hear how her actions have hurt me. She also doesn't listen to the counselor and will not hold herself accountable. I feel so lonely. She thinks that a lack of intimacy is fine for the marriage, and this is so frustrating for me. I have brought this up numerous times, but she... will not be moved on it. I could use your counsel on this.
See
lonely
you,
man in Georgia.
See you, bitch.
Look, if she's...
Gotta go.
Gotcha, bitch.
If she's not feeling the emotional connection it's she over. Needs... No. Well, maybe, yes. Porn. But she... Any woman 18
has, inch to, black
has to have an emotional connection to... Huh? To want to do that, right? And
fuck.
And he's saying that he's emotionally closed off. He doesn't open up. He's an avoidant. They're both in the wrong here for different reasons.
Hi, wife, I would like to fuck now.
Yeah, but it doesn't
Shall
work
we
like
fuck?
That. It doesn't work like that. And it if you're in a relationship and you stop dating, it's doomed.
Yeah,
you
got, I agree with that.
You got to keep dating. So yeah. You just divorce. You should have divorced, you know, probably 9 years ago, maybe 8. You've let it go on for...
Yeah, when did the fucking stop, you know?
He said 10 years, right,
That's
Bobby?
Rough.
Yeah, it said 10 years.
Okay,
25-year marriage, 10 years,
that
no
guy,
intimacy.
That guy must be whacking it all the time.
You think he's a gooner?
Oh, dude. So this is funny. This is a huge thing when people get married in Japan. That's why... So what happens...
Gooning?
No. The marriage is like this. So what will happen is they'll get married, you know... They'll have a kid, and then the wife will just stop.
I think that's intimate. A huge thing in America
but,
too.
But what happens?
Maybe many countries.
But what happens in Japan is
prostitution.
Yes. So guys will go and get, you know, happy ending,
and it's okay.
And it's okay there, and it's socially and culturally okay because one, there is no
normalized hand jobs.
There's no attachment to the. There's no like you know like intimacy. It's just you need a and you know like it's. And
it's just a advanced massage.
It's the weirdest thing because I'll watch like interviews. These guys will like do like street interviews and they'll be like, so if your boyfriend went to a, you know, mm-hmm. Love Hotel with it. Would that be cheating? And the girl, the Japanese girls are like, no. And it's like, but that's, it's huge there. And it's crazy because it's socially accepted there. And what, but so my advice for this dude is move to Japan. Two would be, you know, just get rid of her. Just, I mean,
it's not getting rid of her. It's just, they both should have recognized a long time ago.
There's no connection
anymore. That the connection was lost. They, and get a divorce. Like, that's it.
That sucks, man.
That's it.
Because usually what happens with something like that is like now one of the two, like, is going to do something that they regret or hurt the other person by, you know, cheating or whatever it is that they'll do. And then, you know, now you've hurt the person that you still have feelings for, but you emotionally are not there together anymore, yeah. which is okay. It happens. But like,
you got to recognize it. And
especially if they're going to counseling and it's just nothing's and coming
you're
from that.
Like you're
trying, that's fucked up. Like,
but she's harboring whatever resentments because they built up over the 25-year marriage. So, like, sometimes the ship has sailed.
Me.
Yeah.
The same situation I was in when I was married. Yeah. You know, so it's unfortunate, especially, too, for 25 years. That's a long fucking time. I mean, yeah,
10 years of no.
That's, dude, 10 years of no sex.
10 years of no sex.
That's a lot of whacking, dude, I'm telling you.
Or
do you think it's really been 10 years?
Nah, he's probably exaggerating, but. It's probably been maybe 4 or 5. I would say 4 or 5. 10's exaggerating, dude. That's a long.
You don't know, man. He could be, yeah.
His balls are this big. They're ready to fucking explode, dude. The biggest fucking load of the just fucking absolute rockets coming out of there, dude. Like maybe 35 jets.
He doesn't walk. He just bounces like those rubber things in gym class.
Well, it's like Randy Marsh in fucking South Park when he's bouncing on his nuts. That would suck, dude. I feel bad. Again, feel sorry for that dude.
Yeah, it is one of those things. I don't know what you do in that.
I got one here.
Divorce. Okay, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Dear Circle of Jerks, I've been married for 52 years.
52 Ooh. Years.
While looking for a tax document, I found a manila envelope that had a note written on this on the outside. And it said, if something happens to me, please destroy this because I don't want to hurt anyone. I opened the envelope and found nude pictures of my husband and another woman taken 30 years ago. When I confronted my husband, he said I happened.
There they are.
Yes, I've been looking for those, honey. He said it happened a long time ago and it's my fault for opening the envelope. I never received an apology and I no longer want to be intimate with him. I need advice on how to get past this. Photo finished in Georgia.
There seems to be a lot of problems down
why
south.
Why did he keep it? And two, why did he put a fucking note on it like that?
I mean, unless the photos only were open in fire. Case of
emergency. By the way, that's your fault at this point. If there's naked photos of me that were taken on Polaroids at this point, you can scan them into your phone and hide them a lot better.
Yeah, there's a hidden folder in your phone. You
can, yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. I actually think that one's funny.
Dude, at 51 years at this point, you guys are already together. Like,
it's over. Yeah.
What's like, the thing? 30 years ago, if something comes up, you said 30 years ago?
Yeah, it was 30, yeah.
Like,
dude.
Is there a statute of limitations when it comes to that stuff?
No, so like the other day I saw on, a reel came across my thing and it was like, a dad and a mom and the daughter were on like vacation and the daughter's like, just found my dad's Tinder account and like showed my mom.
I saw that.
And I was like, one, why the fuck are you putting that on the internet? Two, that's like, she boots, so you can hear the mom like, what the fuck, you stupid piece of shit. And like boots him out of the house. Now, part of me is like, is this real? But if it is, one, what kind of fucking idiot videos that and puts it on fucking the internet? For people to see, wow, your dad's a huge piece of shit, and you're a piece of shit for outing your dad. Like, what the fuck, man?
Well, I mean, you could still out him, but maybe directly to mom or or talk to dad and be like, Dad,
what is this?
You need to come clean to mom.
Yeah,
or I'm going to come clean to mom.
Exactly.
There are other avenues to take here,
dude. It's funny, man, because like. I see stuff like that all the time, and I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
But for the likes, Ryan.
It's for the gram, bud.
It's for the gram, duh.
Gotta do it for the gram.
I should know better.
Why are we showing this? Also, why are we videotaping people fighting instead of breaking it up? Got to do it for the gram. Watch that guy get
world
shot.
World star.
Yeah, like, what are we doing it for? Got to get the likes. Got to feel good about
myself.
Got to
go viral.
Got to go viral. Maybe somebody will see it. And then this reel will get more than 10,000 fucking watches. And then they'll follow me. And then, you know, maybe I'll get that influencer deal. And then I'll get 10% off of a bunch of bullshit that I don't need to fucking buy. If you use code word, my dick is small.
Like, my dick is small.
God damn, he just got a promo right here.
Like, it's just so stupid. Like, I hate social. Like, I love and hate social media all at the same time. Because it is fucking idiots like that that make me worry about the world that we live in. That you would, I would never expose like my parents or anything to that. I wouldn't expose you guys to that. Imagine Ryan. Let's go back 10 years ago or whenever it was when we broke the Ashley information and I had my fucking film out. Like, watch me break my fucking best friend's heart.
I would, dude. I'm gonna tell you right now. If that,
but you know,
I would have ripped the phone out of your and threw it into the street.
I understand, but that's the era that we're in.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
I need to videotape everything. I'm like, why are you recording me? Watch when I tell him this. You know, we found this out. It's like
that's fucked.
You know, and all these people that just get punched, like. The Jack Doherty kid that walks around like he's a fucking big fucking kingfish and hides behind this big black bodyguard.
That guy's a fuck,
and,
dude.
And you're just like, dude, you're nothing. Like, you guys are nothing in the grand scheme of things. Like, you hide and you do all these things, and those guys that do the Walmart pranks and everything else, and they wonder why they get their asses kicked, or it's just like you're asking for it at this point. And so, you know, people that expose that, it's just like, what is wrong with you mentally that you think that this is going to make you feel better? And all you're really doing is putting there on the internet, and the internet is forever.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately,
it is
forever.
That was quite a rant there. I'm out of breath.
So the reason I bring that up is because I don't know how I could even do a short version of this. So someone that we know that's friends with my dad has been having a affair with someone else that we know. And we know like the family and the person that he's having the affair with is a friend. It is the weirdest fucking weird circle. And it's, we know all about it.
The circle.
Dude.
Life.
And he finally got caught. He got caught by his daughters.
Huh.
And
like they walked in on him?
No, like they were like, they put a tracker in his car, like an Apple AirTag, and found him. His car was parked in her garage. And like, dude, it's been like a weird, like, it ain't my thing, right? Like, I don't give a shit, but like my dad. So for the last like 3 years, my dad's kind of like known what was going on, but like never said anything. But it was like, it was obvious. You know, it was obvious. Bobby, it was like when Ashley and like you could see it was obvious.
Yeah.
Right. It was like that.
Can I ask you something? Did this guy have an Apple phone?
I think he does.
Because
even if he didn't have an Apple phone, a Android will still also detect that there's an AirTag.
Yeah. So I don't know if he has that. You have to have that turned on, don't you?
No.
Oh, it does. Comes up. Oh, does it really? Pop up? I didn't know that.
Yeah, because like. I know a few people that have them in like their golf bags. And so mm-hmm. when we golf with them, it pops up saying, this has been following you for like 20 miles.
You're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is following me for 20 miles? So
yeah, I don't know.
Unfortunately,
maybe they tracked his phone. I don't remember how they did it, but it doesn't really, So it's just been like one of those things where like nobody really talks about it, but like everyone kind of knows about it. And then it finally came to the head like a month ago. And it's like, you know, one, this is not my thing. I don't give a fuck. Right. But two, like, you know, live your life. Right. But yeah, I just, man, it's like the world's a weird place, man. And it's like Bobby just said.
I mean, all that was happening long before technology.
Yeah.
It's just now.
Yeah. Before it was the TV show that used to show up on 3 a.m. Cheaters.
Yeah.
Until the guy got fucking stabbed or whatever.
Yeah. Dude, homie got fucking.
But now it seems more prevalent and certainly right on the front page of your Instagram.
Yeah.
Everywhere, dude.
All right. Last one. freeloading boyfriend makes a woman feel like a bad person. Dear Circle of Jerks, I've been with the same guy for almost 5 years. I was madly in love with him for the first 3 years, but after I had my daughter, things slowly changed. I hope the daughter was with the dude. That could change things. It just was weird. She said my daughter instead of our daughter. We haven't been intimate in a while. I have some female issues that I wanted to take care of. My pussy smells.
She has big labia.
Plus, I am not physically attracted to him anymore. Break it off.
Bummer.
He makes little comments that makes me feel bad. He doesn't want to discuss anything.
Bitch, your pussy lips are big.
Yeah. Like, why don't you go down on me? It smells like fucking yeast.
Oh, God.
I didn't know I walked into a Wonder Bread factory.
That's Candida.
He doesn't want to discuss anything, so I talked to talking to him is impossible. We broke up a few months ago, but got back together. He moved all his stuff out, but now he makes me feel guilty, telling me he has nothing and our house doesn't feel like it's his anymore. By the way, he doesn't pay rent or household expenses like groceries, etc. I pay for everything because he doesn't work,
of course not.
I have to give him money to support his gambling addiction. I don't want to be with him anymore. The last time we broke up, he was terribly verbally abusive, and I don't want to go through it again. What should I do? Indecisive in Illinois.
Okay, so you pull out your phone, and you hit 911, and you say, yes, I am in an abusive relationship, and I need to get this person away from me.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes,
my pussy stinks.
I have a huge labia and my pussy stinks and my boyfriend lives in my house rent free. I pay his gambling debts.
Okay, so you're saying that he doesn't actually own the house or on the lease or anything?
No, I pay for everything.
Okay, so you want to trespass him?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right there and we'll throw him out.
And there you go. Done.
Easy enough.
Like, I think people like
it. Just like every again, you don't know what these people are going through, but it's just like when you're reaching out on a Dear Abby ad like this, like, what do you think she's gonna say? Like in the grand scheme of things,
right?
What did she say?
Yeah, I'm curious. What did she say? Yeah,
she said, "Dear Indecisive, tell him you no longer want to be his sugar mama. He'll have to find someone else to feed him and financially." Feed him and his financial gambling habits. Do not do it while you two are alone. Make sure you have several friends or relatives with their with intervention, morally support and help you collect whatever things he has and get him out of your place. It may curb the verbal abuse. After that, change the locks on your doors. Do not admit him into the house. If he forces his way in, summon the police. Don't get rid of him himself. He will suck you dry.
Wait, what? He's going to suck her dry.
If you don't get rid of him yourself, he'll suck you dry.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
It's a restraining order.
Yeah.
Later.
So,
works. It does work.
Yeah, I mean.
But they're married?
No.
No.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Been together 5 years. It didn't say where they are. Illinois. Illinois common law?
Yes. Yes, I think it is.
But I think it's 10 years, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Get rid of
him. If I remember correctly, yeah.
Get rid of him. Boot him.
Like, get rid of him?
Yeah. Hire someone to kill him.
Okay. Well, assassins might be cheaper than...
I don't even know where you'd go to find an assassin.
Oh, shut up.
She could just...
Is that like a video game? Or
yes. Assassin's Creed. You didn't know that? You can kill abusive husbands and wife?
I actually have been playing the new one, and I have killed an abusive husband.
She could just suffocate him with her smelly puss.
Just fucking like mustard, just Dutch oven him.
Yeah, mustard gas
poisoning.
Yeah. Just throw poisoning. A flap over, throw a hood over his head.
Oh wait, they only can wear hoods if they're white, right?
What?
What?
Nothing.
No, I'm talking her hood.
Oh,
throw her hood over hood. His head.
Gotcha. I thought you
is
were.
Is there room under her hood with that giant clit?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Anyway, all right, we're done. Talk to you later.
Bye bye.